Hallelujah. You love him tonight, brother, sister? Is he worthy of praise? Is he worthy of honor? Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. I feel like I haven't been in the saddle in a while. So I guess after a while you just get kind of used to it, pastoring, you know, and getting that spry Sunday off was kind of different for me. But I sure appreciate Brother Trevor here this Sunday. We had a marvelous time. Appreciate the brother bringing the word. Amen. My wife convinced me yesterday my throat was quite a bit worse yesterday than it is today. And man, it was hurting. Just drinking anything, eating anything, just, man, one of the things where it's like, can I breathe here soon if this gets any worse? And she's like, well, you better go get that checked out. So she tried to call. They said, you can't do it because he hasn't been here in so long. He's a new patient. Well, praise the Lord, you know. It's good if you don't have to go to the doctor all the time, right? Amen. And so I had to, the only time available for new patients was 1:30 today. So got to take my first time of sick leave for myself. So just going to the doctor. But I thank the Lord, you know, they get in there and he says, yeah, you got some red, so we'll test you for strep. Sure enough, came back negative. Praise the Lord. And I kept telling him I didn't know if it was connected. I got this pain in my left ear. And man, he pulled out a piece of wax about that big. It was nasty. So, praise the Lord, we got that taken care of. I believe that's how God does things, brother, sister. I thought I was there to help my throat, but I was there to get my ear cleaned up. So I feel like I'll be able to hear amens from this side a little bit better now. Tell you what, I was like a dime size, man. I don't know how that was in there, brother, sister. But now that I think about it, there was times where like I could chew or something, I would feel something in here, and I just kind of ignored it. Well, praise God, he did. So, amen. Saturday night, remember, got prayer at 6 o'clock. Hopefully the pastor remembers that, doesn't think it's 7, like I tend to sometimes. But we got fasting and prayer meeting this Saturday. Next Wednesday, your brother Alexander again, and I don't have anything else planned beyond that just yet. I sure appreciated Sunday. You know what? I was looking around. I was like, hey, looks like everybody's here today. You know? And I was like, yep, this is why sometimes I feel like we need a new building. Because all seats were taken. I'm like, praise God. You know? And I Brother John Garrett actually had almost come. He had said something to Trevor about being there. And I was sitting there thinking, man, alive, where's he going to sit on the ground and sing some Kumbaya or something? You know, he's got three daughters. That's just the pastor thing. You know, I want people to feel comfortable, you know, and not you believers. You guys are all right. That you fine. You sit on the floor. You'd still listen to me. But you know what I'm saying? You think of somebody, you know, we've had it a few times, come off the street or something. You bring a visitor. I want them to feel welcome enough. They don't think we're a bunch of weirdos, you know. Now, they probably will anyways, but as long as it's from the Word, that's all right. But not just because we can't sit them nowhere, you know. Amen. Well, that's just me. You just pray for me. And I thank God. He's just, I believe the Lord's really doing something here. Just even with us and as individuals, I believe the Lord, I'll tell you what I really believe. He's just getting us ready to go home. Amen. Getting us ready to go in the coming of the Lord. We know that God, before he does anything, prepares his people for what's coming. And I thank him for that. He doesn't prepare it up here, though. He prepares it down here. He gives you revelation. You don't even know what's really going on, but you just stay with the Word anyways, and it'll come out just right. Amen. Let's get into your Bibles tonight. I'd like to continue thought here on Father Abraham, Genesis 18, verse 9. Genesis 18, verse 9. Now remember, this is after the Lord appeared to Abraham. Remember, he had two angels with him as well. In verse 9, listen carefully now, it says, and they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, see, they all of a sudden already changed to he. So we get the center of attention really quickly here. I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. And Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure with my Lord, being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose from thence and went towards Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. I'd like to stop there right now. I'd like to preach tonight on why this is the final sign. Why this is the final sign. Let's bow our heads before the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. With every head bowed, trust your heart as well. Is there a need you'd just like to lift up to Him? Believe with all your heart tonight. Don't let a thought of unbelief come in this place. But He promised, where two or three are gathered together, I will be here. If two of you agree on any one thing, I'll do it. Hallelujah. Lift that need before the Lord now and believe and confess it with all your heart as we invite the Lord to have His way today. Lord Jesus, what a privilege it is to be in your house again tonight, to have a haven of rest away from the things of the world. Thank you for sending us a voice, Lord, that could, it's not the building that's the haven, Lord, it's the word that you've given us is the haven. That we would be deceived just like the rest of the world. The Bible told us that if you wouldn't have sent something, if you wouldn't have brought Malachi 4, if it wasn't for election, Lord, we'd all be deceived. But we thank you, Lord, that you've opened our eyes tonight. We thank you, you've given us sight that we wouldn't just walk blindly off the cliff as the world is heading to chaos, but you've come, you've shined a light, you've brought us back to the path of life, and we thank you for it tonight. Lord, we give you a heart full of thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, thank you for being here with us again. And I pray, Lord, that you'll come, you'll anoint the word into every heart, Lord, that they'll leave with their needs met tonight, Father. May Satan be defeated on every side. May all the strongholds come down, Lord, and may you be able to build up sons and daughters of God in this place. We commit the service into your hands. Lord, may your spirit just have preeminence in service and in our lives. Heal every sickness. Save every loss. Lord God, encourage the discouraged. Let us take up arms one more day for the kingdom of God. We ask it all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. Praise God. Tonight, brother, sister, this is definitely a message that only comes from this message. If you were in denomination, there's no way, I've never heard anybody take a second thought to stop here and to recognize that there's a hidden mystery that is laid in the scriptures that I just read. Anything more than just, well, this was some man that did a supernatural act before Abraham. But Brother Branham has brought this scripture to light for us, and I'm going to show you time and time again that he says this was the final sign that was given before the promised son came. And he kept emphasizing it over and over again. He kept going back to it. He kept referencing it. He kept tying it into what Jesus said in the Gospels when he says, as it was in the days of Lot, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And the prophet has come and showed us that in the days of Lot, but he's brought it to the days of Sodom and brought it down that it's a Sodom condition that the world must be in. And there is a Lot. There's a nominal believer down there. But the glorious part of the story is there's a man who was in contact with God and got to see a sign that nobody else in the entire world knew a thing about. Yet the man giving that sign had power to control the entire world. We think God is so high and mighty, we begin to believe a denominational thought about God. But you can't believe God in the way the world portrays Him. He is not just a big brute man that just bullies everybody around. He's the most humble man you could ever think of. As Brother Bram talked about when he saw Jesus, and I believe it was in a vision, he said, to see His face, he said, there's no words to describe it. You can't paint it. You can't describe it. He said, there's just such a love, such a care, such a nurture there, but at the same time, such authority, such power that you know a word could spoken, everything would be gone. Hallelujah! And to say tonight, I know Him. I know Him by name. I could know the president. I could know professional athletes. I could know all these celebrities, but I know personally, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Brother, sister, it's time for us to wake out of our slumber. It's time for us to quit whining and realize what God has done for us as believers in this last day. Glory to God in the highest. Brother Branham told us, and I'm going to, like I said, I got a lot of quotes. You might have to settle in. Remember, I haven't preached in a few sermons, so you might get two tonight. Who knows? But the prophet told us over and over again that what I read here is the final sign to the final believers in the final time before the destruction came. There's no other sign to look for. I don't care about some name that's 666. I don't care about some law that matches up with something in Jeremiah and you got the numbers all figured out. And I've heard this stuff. People get all worked up about it. But what do? They won't play the tapes that's got the sign they're supposed to be looking at. Come on now, brother, sister. Who cares what the world says the signs are? Who cares what intellectual minds have come up with? The mind of God has come to us and told us what we need to know to not be brought into chaos, but to be raptured up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And not with just an idea, not just with some intellectual thinking, but with thus saith the Lord, with the Holy Ghost coming on the scene and backing it up in front of thousands.
Amen.
In front of millions that can listen to it to this day.
Amen.
And every attempt against it falls short, brother, sister. I'm going to show you the prophet knew where he stood. He had thus saith the Lord for this. And back even in 61, he recognized that this was the final sign. That's right. The seals just vindicated it to him. I believe that with all my heart. I knew the prophet talked about many things that didn't really get revealed till the seals were opened, but that's belief because he's still a prophet, brother, sister. And you can have the word as Moses, we understood. Moses had the word, but until it was the time, he could not activate it the way it was supposed to have been. And I believe it was the same with our prophet, brother, sister. It was the days of the voice of the seventh angel is when the seals were opened.
Amen.
That's when the mystery of God was finally finished. Before this, and too many times we'll watch people try to, you know, as I've heard, people try to take when Brother Branham preached the seals before and try to match it up with what he preached in the Revelation and completely ignore that he said I was completely wrong. You know why? That's up here still. Hallelujah. That's up here where, well, if this man's of God, he don't make mistakes. If this man was called of God, it would be like what they think God is, just big burly thing, and it's just, you couldn't find a flaw against it. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. They took the Messiah, who had no flaw, and found flaw against it. What chance do we have, sinners saved by grace, that they're not going to find a flaw with you and I? And they're going to do the same with Brother Branham, but it just depends. Where's thus saith the Lord when it's the end of the day? That's what breaks it down, brother. Says, look, many people will say you message people are acting like denominations do. See, and in a way, I'm not going to argue them. The difference is, who's got thus saith the Lord?
Amen.
Glory to God. Micaiah stood up in front of 400 prophets who thought they really had a good idea. And he stood right in their face and said, whatever the Lord tells me is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And you're all wrong. I'm the only one right here. Woo! That sounds a lot like the Pope, don't it? The difference is, who's God, thus saith the Lord?
Amen.
That's right, brother, sister. Don't you compromise. That ain't you being humble. That's you being a wimp. And God can't use cowards. He needs those that are brave, those that can stand on the word regardless of the opposition that comes against them. Amen. Be not afraid as I, 1961, Brother Branham says this. The trouble of it is, you Pentecostal people, you Baptists, you Methodists, you failed to recognize your God-given privilege. Hear me. Thus saith the Lord, you believe it with all your heart. He promised it in the last day. Hasn't been for 2,000 years because the Bible said it wouldn't be. As the corn of wheat grows and dies and raises up again. Jesus done told us that.
Amen.
That the corn of wheat would have to die, but it would raise in the last day.
Yes,
and that was 2,000 years in between. Hallelujah. As it was in the days of Sodom, when that angel come, turned his back to the tent and asked for Sarah and told what she was doing in the building. How many knows that? Jesus says, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. When? Just before Sodom burned. That's just before the world's going to burn. The whole unbelieving world will go into chaos and burn with fervent heat. We know that. And just before that time, remember, thus saith the Holy Spirit, this is your last sign.
Right.
Write it in your Bible. And if something else, or if something rises besides this and greater than this, call me a false prophet. That's quite a statement. I watch what I say. I'm in contact with better than 10 million people around the world, see? So I have to say that. And I know I didn't say that myself. Glory to God. This is a man who stood up and said, I don't care what Benny Hinn had. Oh, not in his day. T.O. Osborne or Billy Graham or what Oral Roberts Torrey, A.A. Allen and all these other big names with big programs. I don't care what all they said. If they try to come up with a sign greater than what I'm about to show you today, call me a false prophet.
Right. Woo,
glory. And that was in 61, brother, sister. takes us, it behooves us to give these things more attention than what we do sometimes. The Spirit of Truth, 1960. I got a lot of reading. You going to be able to listen?
Yeah.
Too many times we got the quote zone outers. Don't do that now. This is more than life to me. I think about what this man had to endure to even get these things to be on tape. And brother, sister, I never want to take it for granted. It's very easy to do in our day because we can access, at least here in America, anything we want, anytime, any place, anywhere. You just can find enough money, you're okay.
Right.
You know, most places it don't matter if you had $1 million. If it ain't there, you ain't going to get it. But we can get on the internet, type it in, get somebody ship it to us, and we can have it.
Right.
And we get used to that. And we think that's the way the kingdom of God's ran. And that's why we mess it all up. That ain't the way it works, brother, sister. You got to break through. You got to know the will of God, which doesn't come by just intellectualism. It comes by fervent prayer. It comes by a life consecrated to God, to where you're not filled your head with the things of the world.
Amen.
To where you've got a clear channel to God, brother, sister. To where you can hear the word the way it's supposed to be heard. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Well, I got ears. I didn't say you didn't, but you still got them all clogged up, right? Praise the Lord. Pastor got his cleared out. Maybe now I'll be able to hear it a little bit better. Praise God. Spirit of Truth, 1963. Lady, this is towards the end of a service now. He says, lady, trying to move, and she has arthritis. It's binding her bad. Mrs. Fairhead, you believe with all your heart and you'll get well. Now, you know I've never seen you in my life. And the sister says she was healed before. I've been healed before, and I know I'm going to be healed again. He says, amen. Yeah, you believe with all your heart now. Says, now, what will he do? He will take the things that I've told you and he'll show you them to you, and he will show you things that is to come. See what I mean? Do you believe? Do you believe him? Now let's bow our heads again. He says, now, you that know, if you would pass away from this life tonight, and that you'd be gone, you're not born again, except the man be born again. He cannot even see the kingdom. Why don't you come here tonight? Come right here. Stand here and let us pray for you right here, just in a minute. Will you come right now in the presence of this Spirit? You'll never see anything happen greater until you see the coming of the Lord. Now just remember, surely I know what I'm speaking of, or he wouldn't grant the ministry. Don't let it pass you now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to make a whole sermon out of this. Not just 15 minutes and we're out, all right? That's what I feel like doing sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. This word is so powerful, brother, sister. If you just take it and apply it to your life, I don't care. All your excuses will go out the window. If you can get a revelation of what God has shown us in this day, there ain't no place, there ain't no power, there ain't no devil, there ain't no temptation. I don't care right here in Laodicea in America, the sin slime pit of the world, you can rise up and live victorious in Christ because God has broken the seals from you to eternity. And he's bridged the way back. How? It was already bridged by the blood, but you couldn't see it. But now that it's open, you can see the path was already made. Hallelujah. Why? I've recognized the sign of the coming Son. Hallelujah. Not waiting on something else. That was it. Woo. Investments, 1963. But remember, Abraham didn't represent any of those. He's talking about the angels now. He was not a city. He was looking for a kingdom. And he had a group with him. And there was one or three that stayed behind and showed him a sign of who he was. And he with his back turned to the tent and knowed what Sarah said in the tent, a discernment of spirit. Jesus plainly saying, now remember, there was not one more sign done until Sodom was burned. The last thing that the church is going to see is Christ manifested in his power, in fullness, in his church, just before the fire falls. Remember, Lot was the one that the fire fell from the sky. Not back in the days of Noah, the water came. But Christ expressed what type of ministry would be in the days of Lot. And now we see the Holy Spirit moving among his church in the same matter. We find it in the Laodicean condition just as it was then. Hallelujah. What separated Brother Branham's gift from anyone else? What made it different than anyone else, brother, sister? Not only, look, and there's a gift of discernment. And we all, and really every Christian has to have some discernment. Or how in the world do you beat the devil?
Right.
If you can never, and I've met some men, I don't know how they beat the devil. They can never seem to discern anything. Can't you tell this man's of the devil? Can't you see it's this is some money scheme trying to get you away from the Lord and just stuff? It's just bizarre to me. Well, I just know. I thank God for revelation. Because if it wasn't for revelation, we'd fall in the same pit. Actually, if it wasn't for revelation, we'd be in a pit right now. And if you're not listening to revelation, you're in a pit right now. I pray you get revelation and get on out of it.
Amen.
Amen. Look, I just got done fellowship with a brother and trying to express to him that I'm really getting to the point. God help me. You know, we got our mistakes. I mess up. I ain't perfect. But I've gotten to the point where when I go to make a decision, I really wait till I got a revelation. And if it, okay, I put on my shoes. I don't ask God for revelation. I hope you understand what I'm saying. But when it comes to just anything, how do I respond to this person? God, give me a revelation. And it was almost boggling to him. Like, you know, no, that, you know, when you deal with church and stuff, you got to kind of play the game. You got to kind of work with, you know, certain people are this way, this way. No, I don't know how to figure all that out. I don't got time to figure all that out. I just wait for a revelation and he'll say it the way it needs to for whatever's going on. He's the master of all circumstances. Abraham didn't sit there and say, well, now, Lord, I mean, I thank you for coming, but let's talk it over. How are we going to do this? Scientifically prove it to me. How are we going to have this baby? He didn't waste no time on that. He just wanted a revelation.
Yes, sir.
He just wanted, and he got the revelation. That's right. Why? He says, why did Sarah laugh? And Abraham knew, remember, he already knew this was the Lord. He done called him Elohim, I believe it's Adonai. And look, I'm just going to help you out. Somebody's going to nitpick. I know they will. They'll go find it. Brother Bram said he said Elohim. We all know the quote. He says, you go read the Bible and go look it up in Strong's. You'll find that Abraham actually says Adonai. That's who it means. Okay. And then right here in verse, I just looked it up here. Let me find it. And he said, verse 13. And the Lord said unto Abraham, if you look in verse, and it says the Lord, that is the self-existing one. And every time Brother Bram says Elohim, what does he say right after that? The self-existing one. And you can, and like I even just remember hearing the prophet say not too long ago, he says he was talking about the vision when he went to heaven, or he said he don't even know if it's a vision or not, and he said his horse came up. And he said, the man said, I was with you, Brother Branham, with your vision until you said there was horses in heaven. And he said, you see that spirit where you got to sit there and explain everything all the time? He said, that's when you know you're just kind of wasting your time. Somebody just trying to nitpick around. One of them people that you got to and look, if you get stuck in that situation, I'm going to tell you right now, just go ahead and bail. Just forget about it. Because just about the time you think you got their question, I'll figure it out. You might even have the revelation. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. If they've got that spirit, they got 10 more waiting on you. And you know what? You're never going to get it done anyways, because revelation is what saved you, and revelation's what saves them.
Yeah. Amen.
What separated Brother Branham, what the gift that God expressed to him compared to anything, we just think of gifts of discernment and spirits and things. This went beyond that, brother, sister. This went to a person to where he could see things that the devil didn't know. Hallelujah! He could see the heart of a man. He could tell you, and you couldn't deny it. That's exactly why I did what I did. And we can go through, man, I'll tell you, it don't matter. I've listened to people give me all kinds of excuses and reasons why they're doing what they're doing. But you can tell, it ain't right. You're lying to me, brother, because I can tell in your heart you got a different motive. The only one that can do that is God Almighty.
Amen.
And that is scriptural, just in case. I got a few scriptures. Turn with me. Luke 5, when Jesus did the discernment before a few Pharisees. And then I'm going to turn to 2 Chronicles. Luke 5, 21. Luke 5. Actually, let me, this is when they brought the man, you know, the case, and they opened the seal and they brought him down. And Jesus says this to him in verse 20. He says, and when he saw their faith, he said unto them, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he's answering, said unto them, why reason ye in your hearts? Hallelujah! And that should have been a telltale sign to all those Pharisees right there. There's something more to this man than what we realize.
Amen.
Because if they were real Jews, you'd think they'd believe Solomon's prayer, wouldn't you?
Amen.
The one that got Jonah out of all that trouble, you think they would have believed that. Well, let's go read it and figure out what Solomon said real quick. It's 2 Chronicles 6. I turned right to it. I'm cheating. Chronicles 6, verse 29. Hallelujah. And remember, his whole prayer is pretty much this chapter. But I'm gonna take a piece out of this. 2 Chronicles 6. Excuse me tonight. Whew. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord tonight. He's worthy of praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 29. Then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made of any man or of all thy people Israel, when every one shall know his own sore and his own grief and shall spread forth his hands in this house, then hear thou from heaven thy dwelling place and forgive and render unto every man according unto all thy ways whose heart thou knowest. For thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men. There is one that knows your heart. And Brother Branham says this, look, and this is something we need to apply as believers. We got too much going on here, and sometimes we just need to leave it here. Yep. Hallelujah. Or David said it this way, I've hid thy word in thy heart that I won't sin against thee. Amen. Yeah, amen. Brother Branham says this, coming out of the seventh seal. He says, if you want something to happen, now you'll have to take my word on this. If I'm planning on doing something, I know better than to tell anybody about it. Not that that person will tell it, but Satan will hear it, see? He can't get it in my heart there as long as God's got it closed up with the Holy Spirit. So it's between me and God. Whoo, glory. See, he don't know nothing about it until you speak it. Then he hears it. And I've tried, I tell people I'll do certain things and watch the devil cut off every will he can to get there, see, to beat me to it. But if I can get the revelation from God and just don't say nothing about it, then it's different. Remember, Satan will try to impersonate. He'll try to impersonate everything that the church will do. He tries to. We've noticed it through the Antichrist. But this one thing, he cannot impersonate. There'll be no mimic to this, because he don't know it. There's no way for him to know it. It's the third pole. He just knows nothing about it. See, he doesn't understand it. Why? Brother, sister, look, this revelation of the seven seals, you've got to get past what people have told us for so many years. These seven doctrines, here you go. That is literally the heart of God being expressed to you and I as individuals. And there's a revelation that's packed to an individual. Yeah. Glory to God. It's the same revelation, but it comes to you individually. Yeah. And that's between you and God. Where? In the chamber of your heart. Yeah. Where nobody else can enter there. And I can preach it day in, day out, day in, day out, say the same quotes over and over again. But one day, if you're a child of God, it opens to you as an individual. Yeah. And you can see it. Yes, that's my husband. Amen. It's not just a little, it's not just something in my mind. That is my husband. Amen. I am the queen of heaven. Amen. I am a king and priest unto my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? I've got a revelation that it was never me in the first place. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, the only one who knew our hearts, anyone, the only one who knows any heart here is God Almighty. You don't even know your own. Hallelujah. I believe it's Jeremiah says, who can know the heart? It's deceitfully wicked and full of sin. And we, you know, they got the expression. Y'all already done said it in your head. Follow your heart. No, you follow the word. Amen. If your heart out of the word, get rid of your heart and get in the heart of God again because you done missed it. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, God's wants is our needs. Amen. That's the way it needs to get. If God wants it, that's what I need to do. Amen. Why? I'm a love slave. I've got a revelation that I'm not serving Him because I have to. I'm serving Him because I want to more than anything. Sure. And I get a privilege. It's a privilege to fulfill what God's need is.
Amen.
Can you even wrap your mind around that? If we did, we wouldn't be in these walls anymore. You'd be running out the countryside. Glory!
Praise God.
Praise His name. You can do a little bit now. That's all right. I won't kick you out. Amen. Now this sign, brother, sister, the difference in this day. Now let me make sure you understand this. This was Melchizedek, we understand, standing in the tent, looking this way towards Abraham with Sarah in the back and perceiving her thought. Look, it said she laughed within herself. So it wasn't discernment like money people have. See? Oh, brother James laughed. I got the revelation, brother. Oh, shut up. You've caught that the information. That's all that is. I got a funny feeling. I don't care. I'm supposed to get rid of funny feelings. I don't get funny feelings when I get discernment. It might feel funny to my flesh, but it comes out just right. Amen. Don't tell me you got a revelation just because you saw something. Did it. Come on. It's beyond that, brother, sister. I hope you understand what I'm saying. That you can see, not what you see with your eyes, but something beyond that hits. That's what the prophet did. You know, many times he'd be scanning the crowd and everybody thinks he's trying to stare at him and read their minds and everything. He's sitting there watching the pillar of fire. Just waiting. And then, oh, it's you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then he wouldn't even know what he's saying. And I used to wonder how that worked. And I figured that out the hard, well, I say the hard way, but experiencing it myself. When the Holy Spirit takes over, brother, sister, your natural thinking is gone. It's just done. It's over. And you tap into what I believe is our real theophany, our real selves. I believe that with all my heart. Well, that being, that's just the Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Where you can't doubt. You can't fluster. You can't. It's just a different realm, brother, sister. And don't cut yourself short tonight. We are gathered together as believers in the end day.
Amen.
We are the ones that know we're sons of God.
Amen.
Gathered together. Where? Really? Heavenly? I thought this was Defiance, Ohio. I thought this was a beauty shop. Heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Far above all principality and powers. Don't tell me we got some devil that can push us around.
Right.
Hallelujah. I've received a sign. I've received a sign that gets me out of this, brother, sister. And that day it was one man giving the sign to his prophet. That was the Word being manifested in a human body to give the Word to the church in that day. But now in this day, brother, sister, it's not the Word given to us. It's the Word revealed that we are the Word in this day.
Amen.
We are the source of the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And this sign is to every believer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now look, don't go off on tangents. Is it going to be greater than what the prophet had? Can't be. Can't be. Why? It's the same life. That's why we preach the statue of a perfect man. He's perfect. There's only one man that's perfect. That's Jesus. So forget this idea that somehow you're going to build yourself up and do a pretty good fella. That's got just full of virtue, full of knowledge, full of patience, full of temperance, full of godliness. You just did it. You went through the 37 step programs to getting holiness and then the 20 step programs to applying faith. Look, if you go to denomination, that's all that trash is anymore. And I say trash because I'm sorry. They're trying their best. I'm glad they're doing that than being in a barroom somewhere. But at the end of the day, it ain't going to do no good. Because if you ain't born again, forget it. If you've not received life, eternal life, then you can't produce it. But if you have received it, that means you always were it. That means there's nothing the devil do can stop it. And that's just who you are.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. All right, I got to read this one. I got a few more. I like preaching and teaching in one service. I think that's a lot more balanced sometimes. Let me find the spot. Oh, okay, I read that. Voice of the Sign, 1964. Listen now. The Bible said the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword and discerns the thoughts that's in the heart. Now that sign of Sodom has returned in the natural. Now listen, everyone, he's about to say this, but everyone believes that. Even nominal believers are starting to look around and say, man, this is bad. You know? We don't have any morality. And it's funny how all of a sudden now morality is becoming an issue in politics. When did they start caring? Why didn't they care about morality 50 years ago? Why are you caring now? It's too late for that now, boys. Sorry, you done killed, stealed, cheated, lied, adultery, fornication, lust. You've let these things be rampant, and now you're going to make a big deal out of it? Too late. You done sold out. That's right. We're already sold out to Sodom, brother, sister, as a nation. There's no coming back. And don't act like that's our revival. Our revival is as individuals. We're coming back not to a nation, but to a kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A kingdom beyond the skies. Hallelujah. Where the roll is caught up yonder, and I know I'm going to be there. Amen. All right, now listen. And if everything is set in just exactly positionally the way it's supposed to be in the natural, then how can you dismiss it from your mind that the spiritual isn't here at the same time? Both sins is on the scene. Yeah, everybody agrees. The natural is right, but oh, in the spiritual. They don't want to believe it because it interferes with their doctrine. Oh, glory to God. It's just like going back. I'm sure you've dealt with this many times. Anytime you try to go into serpent seed, what can you do real easy is you look at the tree of life, and you begin to look at the tree of life and to recognize, if I eat of the tree of life, I live forever. And then Jesus came on the scene and said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. And who he that hath the Son hath life, he that hath not the Son hath not life. And you say, see, then that tree of life, that could not have been some tree with some special fruit on it, because then why did Jesus die? He died in vain. It was a waste of time. He has to be the tree of life.
Right,
they say, oh, sure, amen. Well, then what about that other tree?
Right.
Why is that one still some mystical fruit with some mystical powers that do something that, where's the disconnect? Because it interferes with their doctrine. Because you know what? It might expose that they might be sons of that guy. They might be acting just like Jesus told the Pharisees. You are of your father the devil, and his works you're doing. You're doing the same thing. Why? He was a liar. He's the father of lies, and you're lying. They said, no, we're not. We're born of Abraham. He said, but you're lying because I know your heart. I know your heart don't agree with that, because if you really agree with it, Abraham saw my day and he rejoiced. So I know you're lying, because I'm the manifestation of the word that was in that day and this day, and you hate me. So for you to say you love Abraham and love me, there ain't no way. Glory. We have Moses. He said, if you had Moses, you'd believe me, because Moses wrote of me. And if you have Jesus, sorry, brother, sister, but Jesus wrote Malachi 4 in the Bible. In Luke 17:30, which I'm going to read right now. Let me keep reading that quote. And remember Luke 7, let's just turn it real quick. I just want to read it. And then I'm going to keep reading this quote. Luke 17. Excuse me. I have to take my drink here real quick. And you can just look there from verse 22 on. Excuse me, brother, sister. 22:1, he's talking about the coming of the Lord. And then he gets to verse 30. And before that, you know, he talks about the Son of Man a lot. Read through there later if you get a chance. But verse 30, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Okay? He's talking about the end time. He's talking about the coming of the Lord. And we have to have that revelation in this day. There ain't one denomination in the world that stops for that scripture. There ain't one denomination in the world that talks about the sign to Abraham. Why? Because it wasn't for them.
Amen.
Glory to God. It was for the same group that had the election of Abraham. Those that are Abraham's seed. And that seed is Christ.
Amen.
There's not seeds. There's one seed. It's the God seed. It's the God being in the heart of every believer.
Amen.
It's the last day sign.
Amen.
Brother Bram says it real clear. He says, Luke 7, this is the quote now, by the voice of sign, 1964. Luke 17 is the sign. They say, believe the sign. No wonder they don't believe it. They don't know what the sign is.
Amen.
Oh, we saw the pillar of fire in a picture. Yeah, all Israel saw the pillar of fire every day for 40 years. And they still died. They missed the sign. Glory to God. You should be so happy you ain't deceived right now. You are, I'm telling you, I don't know how you sit still. Whew. So I'm free tonight. I'm free. I'm even free from me. Glory to God. I just got done reading it. I think it was Romans 6. Let me go to my little. Yeah, he says, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Glory to God. He says, for knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed. Hallelujah unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. I don't need to obey it no more. Why? I've been given a revelation. I've been given a power. I've been given a sign that gets me. What does the sign do? It leads you from where you are to where you need to be. Now don't just look at the sign all day. Obey the sign and get out of there. Hallelujah. Luke 17 is a sign. Now keep listening. Luke 17 is a sign that Jesus said that in the last days, the nations and the churches and peoples would be just like it was in Sodom, the Gentile world, just before the burning up of Sodom. And there would be a group looking like Abraham. Glory. Go back when Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom. Go back and see what it was in Sodom. He read the same Bible we read, same Bible. Now go back and look what it was. Here was an elected group called out, Abraham's group. They were looking for a promised son. The Sodomites believed nothing about it. And there was the lukewarm, the church member down in Sodom. Look at those three angels come and teach one of them. Watch what signs they showed. Then you'll see what signs we're living in. Now, that will be the sign. And the voice of the sign will be Malachi 4. To restore the people back to the apostolic faith of the fathers. There is the sign. There is the voice exactly according to the scriptures. See, the sign is a sign that it was in Sodom. God manifested in human beings. Hallelujah. Too many of us, even in this message, I was the same way. I'm not here to pump up or bring anybody down. I was the same way, believing that Brother Branham was the man, the only sign that was given to the sage. And Lord, I believe that. Praise God. Yeah, that was a sign. But then I recognize, no, it's not that, not just him. It's who he's revealing.
Amen.
And what did he say? It's not just human being. Like, yes, I see you. I see you, Lord, in him. Now, what did we get a revelation? Wait.
Sure.
If God is God, no matter where He is, then the same God lives in me. And once that triggered, and once I forgot what everyone else was telling me, and went back to what the prophet said, then I could believe services could be the same that they were when the prophet was here. Then I could believe that all we had to do was lay hands on the sick and they would recover. All I had to do was receive the inspiration instead of being afraid that I'd get out of order. Recognize that God gave me that inspiration and I need to get busy. Go ahead and speak in tongues when I'm supposed to. Go ahead and give a message when I'm supposed to. That's right. Go ahead and discern somebody when you know. Hallelujah. Whew. And I was just reading. I'm just going to, like I said, I got a lot of quotes. This comes out of Remember the Lord. This is where I'm at in my, just reading straight through. He says, we remember. He's talking about remembering the Lord. We can remember He promised in the last days that the Holy Spirit would be manifest in human flesh, just exactly like He did at Sodom before it was burned. Remember, Jesus made that promise. Whew. See how much easier that makes it? It ain't my promise, it ain't your promise. Jesus made that promise. Amen. I remember it. He said so. Jesus said so. I believe it just as much if He was sitting right there and He told me about it, because it's right here. And that's the way I believe the Word. I remember He said so. That's all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, brother, okay, I got one more longer one, okay? Get into quote mode, all right? Get geared in, because I'm going to read a little bit here. But it's coming out of birth pains again, and I've laid a foundation really to get to this point, that this sign, brother, sister, it's not for all the world. This is exactly what Brother Branham was saying in the seventh seal, what causes so much division, where you got somebody says it's open, somebody says it's closed. We know the revelation is it's both. It depends on who you are. That's right. That's right. He says to them, it wasn't given to the public.
No.
Hallelujah. Amen. Why? They can't receive it. It's a revelation. It's the sign that Lot didn't know nothing about.
Right.
It's a sign that if it wasn't for grace, Sarah would have been destroyed. Amen. And if it wasn't for grace, we wouldn't have figured it out either. But thank God, Amen. He can't destroy us because you're a part of Him.
Amen.
Glory to God. When we should have, because we did doubt, we did fret, we did compromise, we did all these evil things, God in His mercy said, but I can't destroy them because that's me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Quit making it the bride over there, here tonight.
Amen.
In my heart, God in His mercy has reached out to me and shown me who I am. Hallelujah. He's given me a sign so I don't have to sit here and wander to and fro and be afraid of what preacher I'm listening to because I might get deceived. Afraid about what church I'm at because, they might trick me into something. There's a lot of people believe that. And the problem is there's too many pastors believe that way. Brother, sister, now look, I believe I got to have confidence in a man to put him behind the pulpit. But that don't mean he ain't going to say something wrong and we just move on. Just like I saw, we're on this big offended kick. I was offended. I don't care. Last I checked, that ain't my problem. That's actually your problem. Hallelujah, because I'm doing just peachy. I don't hate you. I love you. I ain't offended at all. I don't got no problems with you. You offended me? Well, that's your problem, because that's not in my heart. It's in yours. Last I checked, it don't matter what's... I'm not responsible for what's in your heart. That's up to you and God. Amen. Hallelujah, but just afraid you're going to get deceived. Afraid. I'm not afraid of none of that. That's why I don't preach it that way. That's why I don't hound over you. Because the Word is the only thing that protects a believer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Word is not a doctrine. It's Him.
Amen.
It's Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why we receive the Holy Ghost. That's why we've got the Spirit of God in our hearts. That wherever we are, there He is also.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I thank God even in times where we do get a little off the path. What happened though? You ain't agreeing with your heart. You're being a hypocrite. You start taking one step this way, but you know in your heart, I just don't know about this. I don't know about what this brother's saying. But I'm trying to respect him. Whoo, you don't need to respect no man. You respect him.
Amen.
I believe in, just like David did Saul. Now look, be real careful here. And I don't know why I'm going this route. Maybe you just get too judgmental. We'll just keep it real balanced for you, all right? David didn't agree with Saul. He never compromised a word for Saul one time. He never said, Saul, you know, you're a good buddy. So it's not a big deal that you gave the offering like you ain't supposed to. You never did that. That's called compromise. That's giving loyalty to man, God. But when he could respect him, he did. When he said, he's the king, and he said, I won't put my hand against him. All he did was smite the edge of his skirt, and he said it smote him in his heart. Praise God. See, that's what mattered. In his heart, he knew I'm doing it wrong. He had everything up here say it was right. And it wasn't just what was up here. It was what everybody else was putting in there, wasn't it? Go ahead. Your enemies delivered him into your hand. Let him die. But he heard something from heaven. Not out of the skies, but where God really dwells in the human heart. In the human heart of a believer. We understand. Hallelujah. That's what we need to do, brother, sister. Get revelation from God and then act only on that. This sign that was given, brother, sister, is only to the elect few. And if you can recognize that you understand what it is and what it means to you, you ought to be the most happy people on the planet.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, man. Listen now. Birth pains. 1965. See the birth pains? See what's the matter? Just a remnant will be brought out. Just a remnant will be brought out. And that's why I'm crying and straining and pushing and laying aside every favor of man on earth to find favor with God and just moving on in His Word. She's in pain. That's what's the matter. She's going to give birth. She must make her choice. The handwriting is on the wall. We see the earth is just about ready to go. That's right. And we see the church. She's so rotten. She's about ready to go. I lost my thing. There it is. She's about ready to go. And the birth pains is on all of it, on both the world and the church. And there's about to be born a new world, or a new world born, and a new church born to go to it for the millennium. We know that.
Amen.
Look, God gives her, and listen to this close, then I'm closing. I'll say amen tonight to that as well. Her final sign. Glory. Pray for my son. Amen. Thank you, buddy. Hallelujah. I told him to say amen when I preached, so there you go. Her final sign, her final message, her final sign is she has to get in the conditions like she was at the beginning. The world and the church. Look how it was in the beginning, all them years without, from Malachi unto Jesus. Look at it. All the years now, look at it. Back in there, the corruption they got into. Look at the earth, how it was each time, like it was in the days of Noah and so forth. Has to be the same kind of a type. And we see that as it was in the days of Noah. We see all these things just pattern up. Then we get one final sign. In Luke, the 17th chapter, 20th verse, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. For as it was in Sodom, see? Now, Jesus read the same Bible, the same Genesis we read. Now, close, don't miss it. The same Bible we read, Jesus read. And He said to His church, look back and see when the days of Sodom returns again. Perverted people, men losing their minds, etc. All right, let me skip down. I'll save a little bit of time here. Down to Abraham. He says, but the one that was with the group that was pulled out done a miracle before Abraham to show that who he was and was with Abraham. He said, why did Sarah laugh concerning this baby? And Sarah come forth and said, she didn't. And said, but you did. And he would have killed her right there if she wasn't a part of Abraham. So would God slay us if we wasn't a part of Christ. The mercy of Christ all holds us together, us doubters and perversions in the Word. But notice what happened. Jesus turns back around now and says, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the end time when the Son of Man begins to reveal Himself. I tried to shorten this, but I just couldn't, so just stay with me tonight. See, Son of Man, always in the Bible, is a prophet. See, He come in three sons' names. Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. See, and He pronounced His name, Son of Man, because that's the work He done of a prophet, seer. He says, in the days like it was in Noah, when the Son of Man began to reveal Himself, that will be in the time of the end. Now let's just think, just for a minute. Never has the world had a messenger over the world. We've had Finneys, Sankeys, Moody's, Finneys, Knox, Calvin, so forth, all around the world. Messengers to the church in these birth pains. But never did we ever have a man going out with an international message unto this day, with his name ending in H-A-M, A-B-R-H-E-M. He says A-B-R-H-A-M, which is seven letters. We've got one today, G-R-A-H-A-M, six letters. This is Billy Graham now. And six is the number of the world, creation day. When did the world ever have a man down into it now, preaching down in the cosmos, down there in the world, down there calling the people out, repent, repent, perish or come out of it, until this day, age, G-R-A-H-A-M. Look what he's doing, preaching the word. Blinding the outsiders, calling, come out, a messenger from God. Jesus said that would take place just when the Son of Man will reveal Himself. Now that's, where's that at? Out there in the church order world. And they began to hate the man for it. But remember, there was a group also. That was a spiritual group. The Jacob group, not the Esau group. There was a Jacob group was looking for the Son. That wasn't in that Babylon. They received a messenger, understand? Abraham, A-B-R-H-A-M. They received a messenger. And that messenger, what was the great outstanding thing he done to show that it was the end time? He discerned the thoughts that was in Sarah's mind. And Jesus, the Son of God, which was made flesh, showing that the Spirit of God would come back down in that little elected group at the end time. And would reveal Himself in the same manner. Birth pains. Oh, brother, please try to understand it. Try hard. Open up your hearts just a minute. Look to Christ. That same God is right here now. That same one, He promised these things. And if He promised them, He certainly is able to do them. Amen. Brother, sister, we've got to recognize ourselves as the sons or as the seed of Abraham. What did Abraham do? He looked at those things that were not and said they were. Amen. Quit talking about how bad you are. Quit talking about the sins you have. Look at the Word. Amen. I reckon myself dead and alive unto God in Christ. I recognize myself as a son of God. I recognize myself as predestinated from the foundation of the world. And I've received my sign.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God turning His back as the prophet showed us. Hallelujah. Begin to discern hearts to the tapes, brother, sister, please. Don't let it just be one ear out the other. Don't let it just be a by story you don't know nothing about. Get in those tapes and hear. He said, I'm going to turn my back for a sign. Why didn't he do it before that? Because that was the day of the sign. And brother, sister, you say, well, why didn't the end of the world already happen? I believe what the Bible says. Why didn't the flood happen right when Noah got the revelation? For the long-suffering of God. And I'm going to tell you why God was long-suffering. This might be a little bit of presuming by me, but I hope that's okay. He was praying for people to get saved. You say, how do you know that? He preached to them. He could have just packed up shop and just waited, but he didn't. He stayed busy. And he preached that word. He preached that word, why? If I could just get one. If I could just get one. Sir, if you're getting a big head about a big building and things, hey, we ain't going to go nowhere with that. It should be, I don't care if we can't. I just want to find somebody. I want to find somebody that believes this. Not to fill a pew, but to fill a soul with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That someone else can see the revelation of this hour. Somebody else can actually get a thirst. And it's been so long, hadn't it, brother, sister? Yeah, it's a hard day. Noah preached a lot harder than we did, though. He made 120 years and only got his family in. And I'm sure, brothers, that were believers in the message of his day, came by and said, man, that poor Noah guy,
Just couldn't give up that false doctrine. Look what would have happened. If he just would have compromised a little bit and just got rid of that, he could have had mansion. Oh, don't be so deaf, dumb, and blind right now. We had a prophet do the same thing. They told him if he would just let go about holiness, baptism in Jesus' name, and serpent seed, that's all he'd have to do. If he'd have left those alone, he could have had pulpits anywhere. You know why? Because man, no matter how much he gets broke down, thirsts for the supernatural.
Amen.
He wants it. Why? He knows that as great as he is, there's somebody greater.
Yeah.
And what he wants is what the devil did. I want to be like God. But he had the wrong motive. What did the devil? He says, I want to ascend to the top. I'm going to do this. I'm better than God. Get out of my way.
Amen.
And man's still that way because they got the inspiration from him.
Right.
But the believer has a different one. He doesn't want to be above his maker. He just wants to be where his maker wants him.
Amen.
You know what God did? He said, you come right up here.
Yes.
Said, remember they asked him, he says, oh, James and John it was, came up to him and said, hey, can we have your right hand and your left hand? Can we have the right seat and the left seat when we get to the kingdom? And the other ones got jealous like most of us would. Hallelujah. At least if we're honest, I don't know.
Sure.
He said, you don't even know what you're asking. He says, because it's not me to give it. That was the man talking. We understand. He said, but it'll be given to who it's already given to, essentially. Why? Who is he talking about? The bride of Christ.
Amen.
Who is he talking about? Those thousands of voices, those millions of voices that screamed out and said, we're resting on that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. People get wrapped up in all these doctrines and things and miss the whole point of everything that was preached. Miss the whole revelation of what's going on. Why? They need to receive the sign, brother, sister. So it's God revealing himself for the promised son. Marriage and divorce. Why was that preached, brother, sister? For those of you that's been divorced, remarried, that was part of it. Absolutely. Thank God for that deliverance. That's right, because you don't have to go on wondering if you're going to be saved or not. You got a voice that said, don't you do it again. I forgive you. Move on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why was he going? Go read it, brother, sister. He's talking about polygamy over and over and over again. And we get carnal minds in there figuring it all out and going right, marrying five different wives and causing all kinds of chaos. And missing the whole point of what he was saying. He was showing there's only one bride. There's only one seat. But there's millions. I'd venture to say billions. Who knows? Maybe there's a billion believers throughout all the ages that compose that one bride. Many, many are one wife, but many members. And how beautiful that is, brother, sister. And to look in the Bible and Paul says the same thing. And that's where we place our souls. This sign pointed us to that revelation. If you go, and I trust you understand this now, but as you look at all the messages, and I mean all of them, from the seals open till Brother Branham leaves the scene, this is the message. Before that, look, he recognized the sign, but what did he even say himself? He said, I kept pointing people to the sign and not where the sign was pointing to. He knew it was the last sign, but he didn't know where to go from there. But then the seals came over. He said, oh, it's become a brand new book to me. And from Genesis to Revelation, I can see every mystery there now. It all makes sense. I can see the great plan of God. That's why God was so careful about marriage, brother, sister, because that is his perfect reflection of his eternal plan. Is that he would become flesh and marry a wife and take her to himself to the kingdom. And that person's you tonight.
Amen.
Glory to God. You're the one. You're the pearl of great price.
Amen. That's right. Hallelujah.
You're the word he wanted to bring out of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't ignore the sign. Believe it with all your heart.
Amen.
Say, I believe the tapes. That's good, brother, sister. That's the sign there. But that sign is now in you.
Amen.
Living out again in the last day. Let's stand together tonight.
Hallelujah.
Praise his holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Is he worthy to you? Hey, amen. You appreciate him. Let's just go to that secret place. Give me a C, Dad. Shut in with God in a secret place. Oh, sing it with all your heart. With God. 76.
In a secret place.
Oh, worship him now.
Spirit beholding his face, gaining new power.
Lord Jesus, have your way.
To run in the
accept his invitation now.
Oh, shut in with God.
Oh, Jesus, yes.
Let us hear.
Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let that song right now become a reality for you. Go in that secret chamber tonight, brother, sister, where it's you and him. Job cried out and said, oh, that I might know his secret dwelling place, that I might know where his seat is, and open the door and sit down in fellowship with him. Hallelujah. We all can look back now and feel bad for him. Said, oh, Job, it wasn't as far as you thought it was. It was right there in your heart the whole time. It was the one that kept you sinning, kept you from sinning against God. It was that predestination inside of your heart. Hallelujah. With our heads bowed tonight and our eyes closed and our hearts humbled in his presence. Be as honest as you know how to be with him tonight. I'm not asking you to lie to yourself. If there's something in your life you need to make right, would you make it right with the Lord now? Hey, man, don't wait on some special feeling. You know what's the truth. You know the revelation of your heart. And if you've disobeyed, say, Father, forgive me. And let your blood bring you back to fellowship. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brothers. Brothers, hands all over. God bless you, brothers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now settle that tonight for the Lord, for his cause. You're not in Sodom. Don't you believe that? You've been called out of that. God's given you a sign, and I believe you followed that sign. Why? You're still in this Word. You're still away from the things of the world. You've got an anchor that no matter what happens, you just can't go back. Hallelujah. Oh, God bless you, brother, sister. God hears your prayers. You know he has. Give him praise for it. Say, Lord, thank you for that deliverance. Thank you for your forgiveness. God bless you, sis. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Does anybody need a filling of the Holy Ghost tonight? Raise your hand and say, Father, I surrender my spirit. Surrender my ideas. About even what preach tonight, Lord, don't let me bring my own interpretation. But let me just accept it the way you said it. And may that sign live in me. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother, sister. You feel the presence, that sweet Holy Spirit come down. Oh, don't let it become dull. Don't dull your ears. Don't dull your hearts. Say, Lord, soften me once again. To have that feeling I had when I first got saved. That feeling I had when I first recognized how much you loved me. Oh, glory to God. And Lord, just give me the courage to express it back to you. Oh, you can do that here as well, but just from your heart, Lord, let me express it when I go home. Let me express it when I talk to my neighbors. Hallelujah. When I live my life, may I recognize that I'm the sign to the last age. I'm the final voice, Lord. And remember, brother, sister, Jesus said where much was given, much is required. Oh, don't let it sit on the shelf. Let it become a revelation and live out of your hearts. God bless you, saints. God hears your prayers tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have that prayer time with him tonight. Be shut in with God in that secret place. Thank you, Lord, where no man can go, where no devil can get in either. Hallelujah. You've been sealed away. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you and thank you for it, Lord. Father God, I thank you for this group of people believing your word. I thank you for bringing us the truth, Lord, and revealing yourself the same as you did to our father Abraham. You're doing to the same to the seed of Abraham tonight, Lord. And we thank you that even though the world's forsaken you, and you're knocking on every door trying to get in, that, Lord, you gave us a heart to open it and to let you into our hearts. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for doing that for us, Lord, for making the way when there was no way. Thank you for your inspiration here that breaks the yokes of bondage that no psychology can do, Lord. That no self-help can do, that no AA meeting. But Lord, something that reaches down into my heart and it literally changes it. From the vile thing that I was into the Word of God made flesh again. Grant to each one here tonight, Lord, I raise them as trophies to this Word. That no matter what happens, Lord, your Word will not return void. But it will return with these souls as testimonies that this Word was good enough to overcome this age. Thank you for it, Lord. We praise you for it. We give you all the honor and praise in Jesus Christ's name. We thank you. Amen. Amen. I'm going to give an opportunity. Is there anyone like to come forward for prayer tonight? Hallelujah. You just got a need on your heart and you'd like to come forward. Oh, don't be religious now. Just obey the Spirit of God. Do what He tells you to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. You feel that presence here with us, brother, sister? Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, just pinch yourself. Don't worry about work. Don't even worry about being tired. Don't worry about your flesh. You got a new body waiting on you anyhow. Don't worry about this old carcass. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I think that's why we get sickness sometimes, just to recognize this ain't where I'm investing. I don't want to invest in this old model falling apart. I want to invest in one that I know never moss don't get to and rust don't corrupt. Amen. Amen. Oh, just bring your faith now to that level where you know all things are possible. Actually, let's sing. Sing Only Believe, Dad. Thank you, Lord. Sing it now. Mean it with all your heart.
Oh, all things are possible. Only believe.
That's all you got to do now.
Only believe. Only believe.
That's the atmosphere. All things are possible. I'm going to pray with you tonight. Believe with all your heart.
Jesus, you said if you lay hands on the sick, pray for the Lord's hand, Lord, that you'll take the sick away. For your glory and praise, we ask in Jesus Christ's name.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Take care of her.
Yes.
Heal her, Lord Jesus, and give her strength once again anew.
Yes.
Renew her youth as the eagles. In Jesus
yes.
Christ's name we pray.
All things are possible.
work, Lord. And as I lay hands on my sister now, may that request come up before you, Lord. That throne up to that blood that paid for it. May you heal Noah, Lord. May you heal Levi. May we be able to raise our hands and praise you for it, knowing that you're the one that did it. Grant it, Lord, we praise. We agree now in faith in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Let's sing with all our heart. Lord, I receive.
And Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. For all things are possible. Lord, I
Father, thank you, Lord, for my brother's desire. Lord, he sees a man, a gift given to this kingdom that we believe we're a part of. Lord, we pray you'll take all the shackles off, all the scales off my brother's eyes down there, Lord, and give him that revelation of this message, Lord, and what it means. Lord, you work all things together for good. We pray, Lord, that this church is formed just so that now he can get that message to these people. Grant it, Lord, hear my brother's cry. We agree now in faith. Grant it, Lord, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Jesus is here. I know things.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for being here tonight. Oh, glory.
Oh, Jesus.
Believe it with all your heart.
Oh, Jesus is here, and all things are possible.
With all your heart. Heavenly Father, he said, as we lay hands on the sick, they recover, and pray that this report will come back and show that our sister's completely well. Heal her, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Believe with all your heart.
Hallelujah.
And all things are possible. Jesus.
Father, we stand in the gap, Lord. My brother's son, Lord, which I believe is the Son of God. Lord, we stand in the veil, Lord. That, Lord, the saints put this veil over. Lord, we know how he brought it in, but we know he's not the overcomer. You are, Lord, and we pray you'll tear it back down by the word of God, Lord, and bring him back to a proper fellowship. We claim him for the kingdom of God. Lord, may you do what none of us could do. May you move in a way that we know it was you, Lord. Bring brother Tom back to the truth and back to the fellowship with the word. Grant it, Lord, we pray. Lord, see it move in a mighty way, we ask. We agree now in faith in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, my brother comes the way he's supposed to. He knows this ain't supposed to be in there, Lord. And I pray now, first deliver him. Take it far from him, Lord. May he never feel this way ever again, but may be saturated with the love of God in his heart. Lord, if he needs to make it right, oh God, just give him the words. Give him the leading of the Spirit. And may it bring back that perfect fellowship between brethren. Oh, what unity it is. Oh, what blessed thing it is for brethren to dwell in unity. Grant it to my brother, Lord. Wash him in the blood and use him by the Spirit of God, I pray. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, brother. God, hear your prayer today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you for moving in your people again, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make it personal. That's you. Lord, I believe. I believe it, Lord.
Lord, I believe all things are possible.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, lift him up, children. Hallelujah. Only believe. One more time.
Only believe.
Only believe. Believes God hears your prayer tonight. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Like we believe that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. And I'll say it just like the prophet, brother, sister. I pray you see what's being said to you. And pray that you understand the magnitude of what God has shown us in this day. That it transcends time. It transcends experience. It transcends anything that happens down here. And it goes to a realm beyond any of our thinking. It's a love, as Brother Raymond said, a man had to lose his mind to even try to write down what it meant. It's just so beyond us that the great Creator became my Savior. All God's fullness dwelt in Him, and I'm part of that fullness. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I might seem crazy, but I came here to worship God today. I came here to praise Him and thank Him for what He's done for me.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, I love you, Jesus.
I serve God because I want to, brother, sister. I fell in love with Him.
Hallelujah.
If He never healed me again, I'd still love Him. If He never heard another one of my prayers, I'd still love Him just because of who He is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
How many's happy He paid your debt off? And you can go free. If you don't know it, we don't sing it here too often. But I like to sing it, Song 398. And I've been trying to throw in these new songs every once in a while. Me and Dad are going to practice one of these days and get you some new songs. So praise the Lord. Has it been good to be in God's house tonight? I want to give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We'll sing this tonight. I will teach it to you a little bit, and then you can be dismissed on this. God bless you, saints. We love you.
He paid a debt He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. A brand new song, amazing grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. He paid a debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, amazing grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay.
One day, hallelujah.
One day he's coming back for me to live with him eternally. Won't it be glory to see him on that day? I then will sing a brand new song, amazing grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never
pay. He paid a debt. Let's sing it together now.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing.